what it is.
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor.
And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
It is Friday, October 18th. You know what that means? It's an all Florida Man news buffet today. That's how we do it on Fridays. You guys ready for Florida Man Friday?
Oh, yeah.
Almost always. Yeah. Yeah, same here. Pat is going to kick us off. So, Pat, get us going on this Florida Man news buffet.
Daily news. That baby juicy taste.
Oh, yeah.
Let me do that for you, Will. So, 77-year-old Jane Getaleo from Port Ritchie, Florida. She tolerates a lot, but one thing she does not tolerate is pornography in her home.
From her mans.
Mm-mm. So you can imagine her surprise on Sunday when she walked in on her 65-year-old boyfriend watching porn in a way that was clearly not for research.
What she got that Jane don't got?
I don't know. Exactly. Not in Jane's house. So Jane did exactly what any other morally convicted Florida woman would do. She grabbed her metal detector and proceeded to beat her boyfriend with it mercilessly.
Which one?
Which metal detector? A lot of people don't know this, but most of Florida's GDP comes from metal detectors.
She's got several. She's got one that's really good for the top sand and one that's really good for the deep sand.
They're hung right next to the door.
Also, Jane beats her men within an inch of their life, and they need metal plates in their head so they can't hide from her. She can detect where they are in the house with the metal detector.
Imagine how surprised the boyfriend was, not only because he was being beaten, but he was being beaten with the tool that puts food on the table.
Right.
Don't break it.
Yeah.
Don't break it. We won't find
out. Well, there's really no other reason to go on a walk on the beach besides looking for lost jewelry.
Don't use our tools.
Anyway, guys, police were called to the scene where they found the injured man who showed off lacerations and scratch marks from the altercation, including a bump on his head, which, guys, the man clarified was from a previous fight the couple had last Friday. So it's unclear if pornography was involved in that altercation, though.
Probably.
Yeah. According to the police report, the man was watching. Is this the first time?
Same thing happened last week.
Yeah, I will never learn. I shouldn't be watching it, but
beat me with my money machine.
So it's, anyway, according to the police report, the man was watching a show on Cinemax, and there was a topless woman on screen.
That's what it was. That's not bad. Skinemax.
Wasn't even important. But he should have known better. Galileo showed no remorse for the incident because she was, quote, doing God's work. That's what she said when police asked her if she felt remorse. She was arrested on battery, which will be upgraded, guys, to a third-degree felony because her victim was 65 or older, which, if you ask me, is bullshit. It's a Florida law that if there's assault or battery on someone 65 or older, it becomes a felony. People over 65 should be allowed to fight freely without concern
right.
of the law.
Yeah, right. Yeah. If you're of the same age, yeah.
And she's 12 years older.
Exactly. You don't charge children under 10 with assault if they get into it. Why would you do it to old people?
No. I can see old people getting beaten up by young people.
Exactly.
But an older woman beating up a 65-year-old man, that's just normal.
That's just
normal
God's
crime.
Work.
If you get pushed over and you're 65, you can sustain some serious injuries.
Well, I'm not talking about murder.
Yeah.
Murder should be charged.
But she knows better than anyone. She's 77.
Yeah.
Right. True.
I'm just saying, let her
She's
go.
She's spry for 77. She's jacking people up with fucking metal detectors.
Yeah, metal detectors like probably the weight of like a weed whacker.
She's
it's not easy to swing around your apartment.
Right. She's filled with Jesus' youthful energy. She doesn't look at porn. she doesn't do anything bad, so she's got a lot of energy.
Yeah, the Lord possessed her.
Yeah.
So
no booze.
All right, guys. A Florida man wrestled an 8-foot, 8-inch alligator from a swimming pool in Parkland, Florida, Tuesday. But that Florida man is Paul Bedard, a member of the Gator Boys.
What are the Gator Boys?
I'm glad you asked. The Gator Boys are a gator rescue and removal service. So basically, someone found a 9-foot gator in their pool and said, "Jesus Christ, what the fuck do we do about this?" And someone in the house was like, "Well, you got to call the Gator Boys."
Yeah. So they're just boys that like gators.
Yeah, they're men.
And they also put on a show by doing it exactly how you're not supposed to do it.
Oh yeah,
is it most dangerous way possible?
It's a trick. Is
boys with a Z? Well, why would you? Yeah, why would you call animal control if you're getting the gator removed and a show?
It's just boys with his S, not a...
They get the phone call, they're like,
not a Z.
Really glad we put those cards out. The cards are working.
Well, let me tell you guys, the Gator Boys are some confident men. Their website is just Bedard holding up a giant gator over his head with one arm while he's chest deep in a river that clearly has more gators in it. Bedard said he got a call that a gator walked through the pool screen and into the pool of a resident's house, and he said he hadn't had a good-sized gator in a swimming pool in about a year or so he was kind of looking forward to the encounter. He went on to say, it's fun to capture gators in swimming pools because the water is clear and the animal doesn't have anywhere to hide, so he can play around with it until the gator's tired enough to capture and remove.
Oh. Yeah, I could jump off the diving board right onto it.
Yeah, I really taunt that gator if I want to in the pool.
What kind of pump-up music do you think he's listening to on the way to a house call?
Probably a lot of Molly Hatchet like we played
Definitely
yesterday.
Definitely some fucking Hatchet.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of trucker music. He went on to say, the gator didn't really give me a hard time at all. Wasn't a hard time from that 9-foot gator. He says, I couldn't get him to spin on me. He really wanted nothing to do with me. I simply made a frontal catch, put a snare on his mouth, and taped him up. The capture was basically as smooth as and easy as it ever gets in this industry.
What do you think? What do you tip the Gator Boys?
You get them out of your house.
No,
you don't let them anywhere near your fucking wife.
Pay them the flat fee and get them.
My wife's dead. She's not around.
I'm thinking a $40 tip.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Put a six pack in your front seat.
Yeah.
Good. I'll keep my other one company.
To be fair, though, you got to have some swagger to be a Gator Boy.
Oh, for sure.
You wouldn't want a swagless Gator Boy showing up.
No, you want if you actually can't get the gator out yourself and you need a Gator Boy, you want Paul Bedard showing up.
I wonder if they have like a clubhouse, like firemen.
I don't know.
They like lift weights.
You want a guy?
I'm sure just gators.
You on shift?
You want a guy with a necklace that has gator teeth all around it.
Exactly. Bedard said he didn't want to pull the gator out of the pool, out of the water until he tired him out, because if he did a death roll, he would hurt himself in the concrete. And I'm pretty sure he was referring to the gator, because Bedard's never worried.
No.
And then he said, like he just literally just taunted the gator the entire article. He was just like, nah, it wasn't a big deal. The easiest catch I ever had. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Paul Bedard's going to be killed by a gator by 2022.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No doubt about it. No, one more question. If the Gator Boys show up, are you feeling worse or better if they're missing an appendage?
Well, now you have a Gator Boy in the pool, too. Now
worse,
it's like two animals in the pool.
Yeah, I wonder what the insurance is on that.
He's like, I can swim here now, right?
He's dumping chlorine in it.
Now you got Paul knowing where he lives.
There's no way State Farm's paying out if a Gator Boy dies in your pool.
Now, did you mean a missing arm or a missing finger? Because finger is cool, arm, I'm not. I'd feel worse about
that. Anything missing at all. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because
finger I could deal with.
Yeah.
Finger's fine.
I don't ever want to meet Paul Bedard.
Okay.
All right, next one.
All right, guys, like I've been saying this whole time, Boris Johnson is one hell of a politician, and I knew he would get a deal done with the EU, and it looks like that has happened. Should have listened to me the very first time I made this prediction, and not the 10 times I changed my stance. That's on you. Now you know how I operate.
What's your stance now?
I don't think he's going to get past Parliament.
So now you just flip-flopped on your last sentence.
Yep.
You just flip-flopped again.
That's what I do. So, yes, Boris Johnson has come to a deal with the EU, but still has to convince Parliament that the deal is good for the UK. And that is something that has been a bit tough to do for everyone. But Boris now has come farther than anyone has before by, sealing a deal with the EU. The Democratic Unionist Party of Ireland is not on his side, so he's got to contend with them still. And with this news, the deal with the EU, the Brexit market on whether Brexit will happen by November 1st on predicted.org/promo/hardfactor20 went up 13 cents in the past 24 hours and is now at 40 cents at the time of this recording.
So you're saying some of those people that got you back at the very beginning may want to dump it right now.
Yes.
Basically.
Yeah. I mean,
I lost about $400 on this market so far, Wes. So.
Yeah, well, I'm out.
you said Brexit, yes?
I was betting on Wes's lines, Wes's recommendations. I sold early. I lost cash. It's been horrible.
But that's the beauty about Predicted. You can get in and get out. No.
It's the beauty about it. Yeah, it's the beauty about it. Fucking Brexit expert over here, Wes.
You've known Wes for 20 years.
Yeah.
That's on you.
He's a terrible gambler.
He's a terrible gambler.
Golf.
Except when he hits big on golf.
Incredible golf gambler.
He gets really big on golf.
Yeah. So if you think Boris can push it through Parliament, then you stand to make a pretty penny if you go all in. And if you have no confidence in Boris, then the no is at 62 cents, which still ain't bad. So we will, of course, keep you. We'll keep you updated on this whole fiasco. And if you have not gotten in on the action, go to predicted.org/promo/hardfactor20. We will give you a free $20 to bet with, no strings attached.
There you go.
In other news, another market, the effects that affects a big Predicted market, soon to be fired Mick Mulvaney, the acting White House chief of staff, seemingly admitted that President Trump did in fact freeze $400 million in aid if Ukraine did not investigate the 2016 hacking of the DNC server. Mm. So there was in fact some quid pro quo after all, or was there?
A little bit of quid pro quo.
Did he say quid pro quo specifically?
No. He was asked a question that would
never.
No, yeah, that'd be bad.
Yeah.
So he did not say that Trump froze the funds in order for Ukraine to investigate Burisma or the Bidens, which is the big fish the Dems are trying to reel in with the impeachment inquiry. He also had this to say, get over it. We do this all the time with foreign policy in response to, you know, people that are all up in arms about it.
Yeah, he said, here's a little bit of quid pro quo. You suck my dick and I accept.
Yeah. Yeah, and I come as a courtesy.
And I come in your mouth. Yeah.
As a courtesy
quid
to you.
Pro quo.
Yeah.
So
I could not come. How would you like that? You'd feel like a bad dick sucker.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
This made the predicted market of whether Trump will be impeached in 2019 go from 45 cents to 53 cents in 24 hours. However, Mulvaney quickly tried to retract his statement, saying he did not admit to quid pro quo, saying, quote, the only reasons we were holding the money was because of concern about lack of support from other nations and concerns over corruption. There was never any condition on the flow of the aid related to the matter of the DNC server. But certainly,
fired.
Yeah.
Still fired.
Yeah, yeah.
So fired.
Answered a question about it, and that's a no-no. But certainly still enough to move the markets up, and chances are we won't be seeing Mick Mulvaney at a podium in the White House anytime soon, except to completely backtrack on what he said.
I'm not positive. I didn't check. There are a lot of, like, some people getting fired markets. If there isn't a Mick Mulvaney fired market, we should ask Predicted to set one up with a timeline.
That'd be awesome.
Because he's gone.
We should, yes. Yeah. So remember, go to predicted.org.
They won't be able to get it up in time.
Yeah.
No, they won't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably true.
They need it by the end of the week or it's over. So go to predicted.org/promo/hardfactor20. Get your $20 free on us. Bet with your head, not your heart. Keep an eye on your markets and you can make some serious money. Money which will be deposited to your account in days once you decide to cash in. Again, legal in all 50 states. And you are never locked into a bet until the market closes. So pop the fucking clutch. Sign up now. It takes a matter of minutes to start making politics more fun than you ever thought possible. Again, predicted.org/promo/hardfactor20.
There you go.
Take it.
Get in on it. Very fun. All right. Next up, a man after my own heart, 20-year-old Austin Davis of Keystone Heights, Florida, has eaten almost nothing but macaroni and cheese for 17 straight years.
So, he's 20 years old, so basically just his whole life, because he wasn't eating like mush until he was two.
Right.
So, like, he hasn't had solid food besides mac and cheese.
Basically just mac and cheese forever. Yeah. His whole life, yeah. Austin,
That's awesome, honestly. It's sweet because, like, honestly, if you're
gonna pick one, that's a top five.
Yeah, you can't beat it.
What does he look like?
It's a staple food. He actually doesn't look too bad. Doesn't he's looking all right. But Austin, he was a subject of a recent Vice video, and he's believed to suffer from a selective eating disorder known as restrictive food intake disorder. So basically, anything but mac and cheese sets off an unfavorable reaction for him. Makes it unpleasant to eat. Like, he'll literally get physically sick if he eats anything besides mac and cheese, even if he likes the taste.
This sounds a lot like when people tell me they have a gluten intolerance, and I'm like, okay.
This sounds like a little kid tantrum. Like, I don't want my peas.
I don't want it.
Well, okay, before we go too far down that road, let me read the next part of the story. His therapist believes that it stems from early childhood trauma when Austin was removed from his father's home after being abused.
Could have led with that, Will. Made me look like a real dick there. Yeah.
Well, sort of jumped the gun on that one. Maybe if somebody eats only mac and cheese, there's a deeper reason for it. I'm not sure. Mm. Anyways, that's
smart.
The reason why. He seems to be making the best of it,
though. Now I know.
He seems to be making the best of it, though. He's boxing four times a week to counteract all the carbs and cheese, and mainly sticking to his ride-or-die brand of Velveeta shells and cheese to stay calm.
I love that. So he's adapting. He's adapting to his abuse disorder,
and certainly not talking to his father.
No, or girls.
No, that's probably court ordered. That's not.
Yeah.
The boxer.
I don't know. I think maybe boxing is getting him laid. You never know.
Yeah. No. He probably gets laid a little bit, but then not a lot of third dates.
I mean, at 20 years old, a lot of girls that are getting laid at that age. Women in college are used to mac and cheese anyways from their man. So he's got a couple of years to get over this.
Yeah. Now we know where all the Velveeta goes during hurricanes. Just this guy.
To this guy?
Does the Velveeta go away during hurricanes?
Where's that Velveeta?
All the shelves.
Where's that Velveeta?
What the fuck are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Wes talking about when people go to the store and stock up.
People mean you?
Wes is always texting me. There's no Velveeta.
Storms are coming. Better get to the store quick.
Guy.
He shops at Costco with just like the forklift. Just takes a pallet of Velveeta.
I've been to six stores. They don't have any Velveeta.
What are there, a bunch of abused kids around here?
How am I going to make it through this storm?
Settle for Kraft.
How many kids got abused? There's no Velveeta.
That's what this guy said, too. He'll settle with Kraft if he has to.
But okay.
Velveeta's way better. Yeah.
And I can see myself in the Skype monitor right now, and I've got to say that these movement glasses and sunglasses, sunglasses and watch that I'm wearing are doing a very good job distracting you from the fact that I'm completely bloated and ate way too much mac and cheese myself earlier today. So I made some homemade mac and cheese, and wouldn't you know it, started eating it while it was still too hot, so it didn't taste that great.
You burn your fucking mouth, and the rest of the meal sucks.
Didn't burn it too bad, but then had to eat more, obviously, after it cooled down and tasted a lot better.
Yes.
But what I'm saying right now is that you wouldn't even be able to tell that because you're just looking at my movement glasses and my movement watch.
That's true.
So
that's funny. After eating Pat's mac and cheese at the bachelor party, I made my own too. But Pat's mac and cheese is by far the best I've ever tasted.
Thank you, Wes. Hey, by the way, we're going to have a cook-off.
Oh, yeah.
Between Mark and Will, a special Thanksgiving Day cook-off. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see if we can line that up.
It's going to be
not sure if it will be
not
on Thanksgiving
delicious.
Day.
I might do mac and cheese.
You're going to do mac and cheese?
Oh, I'm definitely going to do mac and cheese.
That's bad news because I'm good at it now. All right. I'm so good at that. I ate way too much. Anyways, let's get back to MVMT. All right. I'm wearing the movement glasses, the watches, distract you from the fact that I'm bloated. But not only do they sell great sunglasses and watches, they sell Everscroll glasses. They're blue light filtering glasses, and they look great as well. The Everscrolls look just like regular glasses, but in a stylish movement frame, of course. And they do the extra job of blocking blue screen light from your eyes, which leads to a better mood, better sleep, less stress, improved focus, the list goes on. Not to mention, they make you look way smarter instantly. You just pop them on, people think you're a genius. So that's an added bonus too. So right now, get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmt.com/factor. Shop the Everscroll blue light filtering glasses, protect your eyes, and look good while doing it. mvmt.com/factor.
Yeah, you'd be a fool to not go there if you're in the market for either a watch or sunglasses or Everscrolls.
Or a wife.
Yeah. They look great. Yeah, or a wife, exactly.
Or a new job.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah, that you want badly. All right, guys, Pensacola deputies were called to a home in the 8,000 block of Mossy Creek around 10 a.m. on Friday after they were notified that a man had locked himself in the bathroom in an attempt to escape his 45-year-old wife, Melanie Sherbrooke, who was armed with a revolver and attempting to break down the bathroom door.
Yep. Yeah. Sounds like another one of those. He knew it was coming.
He knew it was coming. He knew something was coming.
Yeah.
The incident began when the man came home that morning and informed Melanie that he changed his mind about signing the divorce papers that she presented to him and instead wanted to handle the couple's separation in court.
What the fuck do you think was going to happen?
Yeah, you were going to.
He rolled up on her in the morning and gave her that news.
Said, you know, Melanie, I don't know if I'm going to go through. I think we should handle this out in court.
Let's do a messy court divorce.
Yeah, Melanie did not like this change of plans one bit because she promptly went into her bedroom, grabbed her revolver, and then held her husband at gunpoint, forcing him to sign the divorce papers.
Shouldn't have bought her that gun.
Shouldn't have bought her the
gun. Did he sign him?
Well, he did sign him, and as soon as the ink was dry, the man darted to the bathroom and locked the door, grabbing his Glock 17 in the process. So they're both armed on either side of the bathroom
can't
door.
Can't you get out of that in court, signing something at gunpoint?
It's duress, yeah.
Yeah.
She claims that she did not pull the gun on him. He said he signed it during duress. The man later told police that he was in fear for his life because his wife was a, quote, good shooter.
Yeah. Well, something tells me this also isn't either of their first lawsuits.
No way.
Divorces.
No way. No. Don't mess with Melanie, though.
Just like
yeah.
this.
Yeah, I hope. Yeah, what did Melanie hope she's going to get married again?
Her name's
this?
Also Melanie, not Melanie. It's M-I-L-L. All right, this story I originally thought was an update because the headline is Deputies Ask Man to Quit Calling About His Stolen Marijuana. So I figured it was an update on the story we did a few weeks ago where the guy called in to say the cop stole his weed from his girlfriend when she got pulled over and that it was good weed. It wasn't a lot of weed, but it was good weed, and he wanted it back. I was wrong, though, as this is a news story about a guy that kept calling the Pasco County Police because his roommate stole $20 worth of weed from him and he wanted him brought to justice.
Yeah, it's reasonable.
Yeah.
$20.
Stole a gram.
Probably good weed.
Yeah, a bowl there. Deputy Neil Zavala.
That's four bowl packs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a couple bowls. Deputy Neil Zavala tweeted a video explaining that someone was repeatedly calling about $20 worth of stolen weed that he wanted returned from his roommate and said, now I have to call this kid back and tell him to stop calling us. So he put that on Twitter. The sheriff's office communications director Kevin Dole said that they just wanted him to stop calling about the stolen weed.
How many messages?
A bunch of calls over 20 hours a week. They didn't want to prosecute anyone or like press charges on the kid. They just wanted him to stop calling.
You think he was telling his roommate like, "I'm gonna call again, man. They're gonna come get you unless you give me that $20 a weed back."
I think he was calling in front of his roommate and screaming while his roommate was listening. But I actually have a different theory. I think this is just a trend. Sort of pranking 911, so to speak. I don't think the last story we did a couple weeks ago where we played the recording during the outro or this story are serious.
Yeah.
I think the people wanting their weed back are pranking the cops. You don't hear anyone asking for their cocaine back. You know what I mean? Like, I think now that weed's like decriminalized and legal in most states, I think that it's a safe way to prank and a funny way to prank because it's marijuana.
And it's so little.
It's so little and stuff. So, like, you're not going to get in trouble. It's a slap on the wrist from the cops if they do decide to bust you for it. I think it's a little bit of
shtick.
Pranking the cops.
Huh.
Yeah. I think so, too.
I heard an interesting fact yesterday from a lawyer that Travis County, where we live in Texas, they will no longer prosecute marijuana crimes.
Yeah, we talked about
that. But, like, I mean, it's technically, not the hemp thing, but they just won't do it.
Yeah.
Which is good.
So fly free, boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's light it up.
As it should be. Hopefully you don't live in a place where it's oppressive on weed.
That's
a real shame wherever that exists.
Yeah. Frank Variello of Brooksville, Florida is not happy, guys. What do you think someone named Frank Variello may be unhappy about?
Pizza.
Yeah, I was going to say pizza.
Obviously pizza related.
Something
deli getting shut down the street.
Good, that's what I was looking for. No, it's because thieves stole around 300 of his prized racing pigeons from their coop. Birds that Variello said are like his children. And he is distraught at the fact that he doesn't know where they are or who has his babies. Variello, who has been in the business of raising and racing these pigeons all his life, had this to say of the incident. "People who steal these birds are not stealing them for their lineage. They're stealing them because they can get $5 in Miami for them. It's like stealing your children away. I mean, that's how much time and money I got invested in these birds."
Does he name the birds?
Well, yeah, so.
Yeah, 100%. They're his children.
He can't differentiate between 300 pigeons.
Bet he can.
Well, no way.
So essentially someone stole $1,500 from him.
That's Petey. That's Petey 2. That's Petey 3.
Yeah. So Variello, who once won $40,000 in one race with his prized pigeon, Mr. Mozzarella, said that his fellow racers, I don't know, that's a fake name, said that his fellow racers have taken some extreme cautions in order to prevent further thefts.
Fellow racers?
Yes.
There's more of these guys?
There's more of them.
There's got to be a community so they can bet
each
other.
Race.
Do you think it was an inside job, though? Maybe he's
too good?
Yeah,
because he always wins, exactly.
Yeah, it might
be. Yeah, of course. This guy's like, there's like six people in the community, and he's always dominating.
Yeah, no one's going out of Miami being like, "I got pigeons. Who wants them? $5 a pop."
Yeah.
Try to find a buyer.
Definitely question his buddies first.
Well, he said that some of his friends are going to extremes to protect their pigeons, saying one of his friends is now sleeping outside of his coops in a chair, very drunk with a shotgun. So if you live in Hernando County,
it's pretty threatening.
Yeah, and are suddenly
he's going to shoot an Amazon delivery guy.
Yeah. He's got a shotgun and he's not in his right mind.
Get away from my pigeons.
That's a big box.
Sir, I was just bringing your pigeon toe straps.
It's a big box you got.
Your pigeon toe straps.
So if you live in Hernando County and are suddenly hearing hundreds of pigeons or see your neighbors coming home covered in bird shit, please call the police immediately. Frank Variello is very worried.
My children. He's probably irrational to hang around.
Maybe someone just opened the coop and they flew away.
Frank, what's wrong?
Do we know it was a theft?
Yes.
He's going to carry this all the way through Thanksgiving. He's going to be a real pill to hang around.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine the talks at dinner?
Yeah. Family and friends.
If they don't have the birds
clear
back.
Frank. Yeah.
He keeps hearing he's like, "You hear that?"
Yeah.
PD4?
Yeah.
Well, I had a rough year.
All right, guys. Before we finish off the last Florida Man story, we need to get serious for a minute and give our condolences to the friends and family of U.S. Representative from Baltimore, Elijah Cummings, who passed away at 68 on Thursday at Johns Hopkins Hospital after succumbing to longtime health issues. So Cummings had been a member of the Maryland or U.S. House since 1983, so it's a long time in public service, and he was a key figure in the current Democratic leadership on Capitol Hill. R.I.P. in peace. Elijah, thoughts and prayers with your family and friends.
Nice.
Man of service.
Did you say RIP in peace?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Double down on the peace. It's the most important part.
Double peace.
Mm-hmm. Rest in peace and peace.
Yes. Okay. Now on to the complete opposite style of story. Let's finish it off with a section I'm going to call the double deuce.
Oh, hell yeah.
So first, the deuce stands for number two, by the way. First,
I got it.
in a mobile home park in Clearwater, Florida, have had to move out due to feces in the water. So apparently the park,
said,
it's like,
was it toilet water? Cause that makes sense.
No, it's like the parks as old pipes. It's like a public park where mobile homes park and live.
And the mobile home pipes. Park in Clearwater, Florida.
Yeah. Yep. And so it's got old pipes. And so the water is mixing with the sewer. So the sewer, you know, they can't keep them separate because it's just messed up. And it doesn't sound like it's going to be fixed anytime soon. So
never,
PSA.
Not ever.
Yeah, just don't live there, please. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think they have a choice, Will.
Move the homes. They're mobile homes. Move them a few miles.
It is mobile homes, right. So,
what's the fucking point of a mobile home if you don't ever move it? You know what I mean?
Perhaps put the wheels back on it and get it down the road a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah. Finally, number two of the double deuce. This is an old one, I think. A South Florida man raided the women's bathroom of a Walmart looking for fresh turds. I guess he was saying fresh turds because everybody quoted in the story kept saying fresh turds.
He wanted them fresh.
Well, would you eat them on an old turd?
Yeah. I don't know.
He wanted a turd no less than 3 hours old.
Barely wet.
Oh, what do you consider a fresh turd? Right, yeah.
Fresh is 3 hours, sub 3 hours.
Still in the toilet. Not cloudy water yet.
Yeah.
So that's what I think this guy was looking for. And apparently he found one. So he busted into a stall, grabbed this fresh turd out of the toilet. There was a mother and daughter in the next stall, like just
crying.
Super scared. Yeah. And then he was apparently waving the turd around the bathroom like a wand, like a wizard wand.
Yeah.
And so he was playing with the turd in the bathroom first. Then he runs out into the Walmart store itself and starts chasing people with the turd. Like, seeing if they're going
to
let him touch him with the turd.
He wanted to play turd karaoke. It's like a microphone.
You come sing to the turd next.
Yeah, your turn.
What do you think he said when he found the
turd? Singing to the turd.
Jackpot. Eureka.
And then after he was chasing people with the turd, he began kissing the turd inside the store. And shortly after, he was detained by authorities.
He was seconds away from stripping down.
He was tased.
Yeah, definitely. And that's going to do it for Hard Factor this week. Thank you, as always, for listening. If you don't follow us on Twitter or Instagram already, please do at Hard Factor News. Please RSVP for the Halloween Power Hour if you're going to be in Austin. And just watch. If you're not going to be in Austin, it's going to be a really fun time. And most importantly, have a great fucking weekend.
We're going to shit in your toilet, Tom. Yeah. Perch our asses on top of your toilet, gargoyle style, and drop bombs. You step on our shoes, you getting up a debt. You look at our girls, and you're gonna get up a debt. Kick us out to party, and you getting up a debt. Cause we're the motherfucking up a debt crew, aka Brownwater Boys, aka Secret Stool Squad, aka the Top 10 Terrorists.
When you see that brown water flow down, that's when you know you DC's in your town. Don't fuck with us, cause we won't play around. Lift up the lid and we crank it around. When you see that brown water flow down, that's when you know you DC's in your town. Don't fuck with us, cause we won't play around. Lift up the lid and we crank it around.
Listen up, motherfuckers, you about to meet six low-down suckers in the UDC. Upper deck and crew, that's how we're known. It's already too late when we enter your home. Doing dirt like work to your porcelain chin. Lift off the top, drop the cosmos in. Brown water runs deep when you try the drain. How do you deem my mom just to join the game? Spreading cheeks like ties on the toilet shelf. Let the rest of the crew introduce themselves.
My name is Slick Snake Slicky. Disrespect me and I'll drop brown Twinkies. Creeping on your face like an undercover slinky. Now I'm deep in your jaw like a cheap hooker spinker. Bitches like the rules, says I can't have a number. That's a bad move, girl. Now you're gonna need a plumber. I'm a porcelain god and I'm raining brown thunder, thunder, thunder. Stink, stink, stinky. Ass like a bamboo. We're in the house, so you better lock your bathroom. Don't fuck with me, cause I gotta take a crap soon.
When you see that brown water flow down, that's when you know UGC's in your town. Don't fuck with us, cause we won't play around. Lift up the lid and we crank it around. When you see that brown water flow down, that's when you know UGC's in your town. Don't fuck with us, cause we won't play around. Lift up the lid and we crank it around.
Don't know, but-
sweaty mess with me. I'm in the upper deck crew, the UDC. The Bradwater boys making dirty ass noise. I take the shit your toilet enjoys. Look up top now, look out below. The UDC road, wherever I go. Bacteria in my ass. I am flat. When I take a shit, I jerk off on your tampon.
Yeah, I'm like a woman, like to do it on top. Get your finger to the flush or watch the bro drop. Call me A-Rod, I'm going up the deck with the stench in your bathroom. You better go inspect. It's a UDC, so the upper deck crew. If you fuck with us, we'll get revenge with our poo. I turn white to brown like a burn of action. Your toilet bowl is reverse Michael Jackson.
When you see that brown water flow down, that's when you know UDC's in your town. Don't fuck with us, cause we won't play around. Lift up the lid and we crank it around. When you see that brown water flow down, that's when you know UDC's in your town. Don't fuck with us cause we won't play around. Lift up the lid and we crank it around.